This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 2:47. The Center for Research on Learning and Teaching, or CRLT, at the University of Michigan uses theater arts in its mission to promote a culture that values learning and teaching. The CRLT players have won national recognition for their work, and they've received funding from the National Science Foundation and the American Council on Education. The players are visiting the University of Illinois Urbana campus to work with faculty and students in the graduate college. Jeffrey Steiger is the artistic director of the CRLT players, and he joins me to talk about the center at Michigan, the CRLT players, and the work they're doing here with the Graduate College. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what inspired the people at Michigan and the CRLT to use theater as a method for achieving their mission?
Well, the director of CRLT, Dr. Connie Cook, had seen an interactive theater troupe elsewhere, I think at a conference, and she was taken by it as another medium to use, along with all the other different mediums and approaches that CRLT uses. So created my position about 8 years ago, the idea that I would write these different scenarios and scripts to talk about teaching and learning on campus. More broadly, you could say she was inspired by all the different variety of research and information out there on effective teaching and learning, and knowing that it takes a lot of different approaches and kinds of teaching to be able to talk about issues in a complex way.
Yeah. So who are the players?
The players cover a huge range. So we have stand-up comedians, improv artists, graduate students, faculty. It's a great diverse troupe.
And what kind of topics do you delve into?
Currently, there are about 20 different sketches or plays that we use. There are some scenarios that portray classroom scenarios where actors perform as students and an instructor. We have other sketches that perform aspects of faculty life, such as a faculty meeting. Sometimes we go into faculty meetings to present a faculty meeting, for example. We do some work with the hospital, such as around breaking bad news that we present to health professionals to talk about dynamics between patients and physicians and staff. So those are some examples of a variety of different scenarios.
Yeah. What kind of response do you get from your audiences?
It really ranges. It depends on the topic. It depends upon where we are. Most of the time, people are very, very responsive. And I think usually when I walk in, I can hear people as they enter the performance space a little skeptical about the use of theater to have these dialogues.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone always walks out feeling like something really interesting took place.
Yeah. So what are the rewards for you doing this work?
The rewards, I get to combine, two loves, really, which is theater and performance and writing, with really very rich discussion and difficult dialogue. Because that's really what we try to use at the performing arts, to have dialogues that most people aren't necessarily engaging with.
Yeah, well, telling bad news is one thing that's pretty tough. What other kind of tough topics do you get into, and how do you handle the tough stuff?
Right. Well, a number of the different topics that we present our scenarios are meant to engage dialogues around racism and sexism and power. And those are topics that not many people spend their time engaging in, depending. And so there's a lot of anxiety around talking about these particular issues. So those are a few of the examples.
So then the performance then opens the way for a further discussion of the issues among those who are in the audience.
Yeah. It provides a certain safety as well. The fact that there's a scenario on stage allows a certain amount of distance. At the same time, the scenarios we're presenting are meant to be reflective of common situations, so it ends up doing both.
Yeah. Do you see in the audience little flashes of recognition, or, you know, how do people react?
Yeah, it takes place either with, I guess, exuberant hand-raising at times to, I suppose, a best-case scenario, in fact, interruptions, pointing out that something from one audience member doesn't seem real or is outside of their experience, which normally might be considered resistance for a lot of people or a difficult moment. But for me, it's ideal because it's someone starting to tell their story. They're saying that this doesn't reflect my experience or my story. And for me, that's when the real dialogue can begin.
Hmm. Now, the topic, as I understand it, that you're working on here at Illinois with the Graduate College is mentoring. So what are the issues that you're exploring with the faculty and students here?
The workshop itself is approximately 4 hours, and as you pointed out, it's faculty and graduate students. And what we're doing is presenting three different scenes to create a dialogue about aspects of mentoring, which is something that's very difficult to name at times, how we define mentoring or talk about mentoring. We'll be presenting three vignettes that follow two characters, a faculty member and a graduate student, chronologically over a period of, say, about 4 weeks. The graduate student is embarking on a dissertation process, trying to assemble a committee and find a chair. After each one of these vignettes, these three vignettes, we'll be leading a dialogue with the audience, asking them what they saw, what they'd like to know, and from whom, because they, in fact, have that opportunity. They'll ask questions of the characters. They'll make comments to the characters. They won't meet the actual actresses until the very end of the presentation. So the fourth wall comes down following each one of these vignettes, and they're able to now talk about mentoring in a way that normally we don't in our daily work life.
How often do you work on other campuses?
We travel about a third of the time, I'd say. And so the other part of the time we're performing for programs and offices at the University of Michigan.
Oh. Do you work in business settings outside of academia?
No, it's pretty focused on academia and not a whole lot outside.
Yeah. Is this a one-of-a-kind program? You mentioned that there was a spark at the outset from another kind of interactive theater program, but it seems to me that this is something that I'm completely unaware of.
Right. Well, there are a number of troupes at different campuses, and theater applied to a number of different settings. As far as I know, we're one of the fully institutionalized theater programs and focused on faculty development. I think that we have such support and within a teaching center context makes us unique in that way. But there are a number of troupes doing similar work.
Yeah. What's your background?
My background is in performance and music and writing. Mm-hmm. And in fact, ended up in this position through a strange series of sort of odd doors because I was someone doing theater and what was considered non-traditional theater. I ended up finding myself in this wonderful position.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things going on involving theater. And one of the things that's going on here at the University of Illinois, there are some theater students who are working with an elementary school in Champaign where the students write stories that then the theater students present, perform.
That's great.
Yeah, so there are a lot of opportunities to use theater as a teaching tool or as a transformative tool.
Yes, and I think transformative is the key word.
Yeah.
A lot of the work that we do comes from a system of theater called Theater of the Oppressed, which I know doesn't sound like a lot of fun, but the fact is, created by Gusto Boal, who is a guy who's Brazilian. This theater has had a lot of influence on a lot of different theater practitioners who apply it in these different ways, using it as you described, which is just a great way to tell stories.
Yeah, there's a great program in Kentucky involving inmates and Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's amazing the power of simply telling stories, which I think can sound two-dimensional or weak when I put it like that. But when you put someone's story up on the stage and the audience knows that it's actually someone's story, they now have a relationship to it and can talk about how it reflects their experience and their own ideas or how it isn't. It's incredibly incredible power to create this one story to be able to have a dialogue as people share a variety of these stories.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me this afternoon.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. Jeffrey Steiger is the artistic director of the CRLT Players. They work at the Center for Research on Learning and Teaching at the University of Michigan, and they are visiting the University of Illinois Urbana campus to work with faculty and students in the Graduate College. They're working with folks here on the issue of mentoring. Again, Jeffrey, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.